Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Dr. John McCabe joins us for a few minutes in the midst of this busy grand opening schedule. Good morning, Dr. McCabe.
Good morning. How are you?
We're happy you could share a few moments of your time. We'll remind listeners that you've joined us on a number of occasions as the chair of emergency medicine at University Hospital, but recently you were named the new president, the new CEO, a nice and timely promotion for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Let's be careful, though. Dave Smith is the president of our campus. I'm the CEO of University Hospital.
All right. Well, good. We've got everybody straightened out, and I appreciate that, too. So now, when you last joined us, you were the interim CEO. We didn't know at the time that you would have the honor of cutting the ribbon at the opening of the Children's Hospital. Talk to me about it.
Well, I didn't know that either, but in the interim role, I decided pretty quickly that there was a great senior management team for University Hospital. That I liked the job, and so the chemistry seemed good, and so here I am, interim CEO to real CEO.
The real CEO. And, you know, it brings a unique perspective because you've been inside the hospital working for all of these years. You've been on the campus of the university. You've watched a lot of this evolve from economic development to improvement in medical care and certainly this evolution for pediatrics in Central New York. So I kind of want to tap into your knowledge about some of that. They all go tightly hand in hand, don't they?
They do, and it's a unique perspective to be a physician leading a hospital. And as you say, from an emergency medicine perspective, I've had the opportunity to see a little bit of everything. So I come really with excellent background and preparation, knowing all the pieces of the campus and the different components of medical care. And clearly here today, there's a lot of excitement about the new pediatric piece on campus, but that's just one part of the overall growth strategy, regional strategy for our academic medical center. But it's the highlight for today.
It is the highlight, and it's the part probably that's been the most visible. But this new East Tower, it's not just the Children's Hospital, is it?
Well, that's right. The East Tower, as you know, a few months ago, we opened up three patient floors, oncology, neurosciences, and cardiology. And now the excitement is opening the last two patient floors, which are both pediatric floors and are the Children's Hospital, essentially hospital within a hospital.
It is a hospital within a hospital. And as I say, it's the most visible. And one of the reasons it's the most visible is because the community has so gotten behind the fundraising aspects of it, the building aspects. My gosh, it was Jobs building it, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And if you go back 15, 20 years ago, everybody knew we didn't have a Children's Hospital, but we ought to.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time to get there. And we've always been a wonderful community for pediatric services, and children from all over Central New York have come here and gotten excellent care. But what was missing was an environment that was designed from scratch for children and their families, an environment that would entice even better specialists to come and stay and care for children. And that would allow us to coalesce the kids that we kind of lost to the system previously, the kids that had to go to New York, to Boston, to Rochester to get their care. Now are going to be able to stay here in a wonderful, wonderful facility.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit more because that's been one of the really fascinating aspects to me. We have interviewed actually a couple of the new doctors that have come to Central New York because they would have this wonderful facility to work with children. So talk to me about those aspects. How are you have changed your recruiting now to bring those doctors in?
Well, I think the physical space and the excitement changes recruiting all by itself. Imagine being a recruit stepping off the elevator in the Golisano Children's Hospital. And as I've said, when we open the other part of the hospital, it's a jaw dropper. You go, wow, this is wonderful. Designed for kids. The space is very big. Why wouldn't you want to come and work here?
Absolutely. And I have to think, too, especially a doctor, perhaps a fellow coming out of medical school and residency training and so forth, they come out and they look at this and they think, I'm being recruited to this marvelous facility, and now I have a chance to do exactly what I want to do in this wonderful place.
Sure, and if you've trained to do a pediatric subspecialty or general pediatrics, you want to go to a place where there's excitement, where there's a regional presence, where you know patients are going to be referred, and where you have the resources to be able to practice your craft. And that's what we're trying to do, is put the resources in place to have good people take care of children in a marvelous facility.
And that actually takes us to another aspect. Let's talk about employment. I mean, this has brought jobs to Central New York. And what are you still recruiting people for the other positions?
Yeah, we continue to recruit. And if you think about opening the hospital, you not only need nurses, you need respiratory therapists, housekeepers, IT staff. And so the need for new jobs is really cut across a good part of the workforce here. And both to open the three floors previously and the pediatric floor, it takes more people. And so we've been in and we'll continue to be in a bit of a growth spurt here.
Well, and that's always good news, is growth. We like to hear that. Now talk to me about University Hospital, the spaces that some of those, you know, the oncology and cardiology and so forth. Now they're in part of the new East Tower, but they've moved out of spaces in the part of the hospital that was already established. What's happening with those?
Sure. So our first task was get to three floors and then the two floors open. And our next task will be to turn our attention back to the North Wing and the West Wing, the places that have been vacated. And the goal is to reorganize that space to provide some of the same kind of amenities, that is family patient-centered space, larger space, better workspace for our staff, single patient rooms for all patient rooms, and that work will begin soon. So we're in the planning phases of that, kind of looking at the architects to decide exactly what details and pieces need to go where, and we'll embark on that project very shortly.
And then do you also ask some of the families and some of the physicians and the other medical professionals to participate in that process to build the space the way they think it should be built?
We do, and if you remember back to our initiative of engaging excellence, which was our strategic planning, one of the pieces that came out of that was the patient-first philosophy, mm-hmm. and embedded within that was that all of our future building ought to be family patient-centered. So we need to think about not only what doctors need, but what staff need and patients and families need when we build a new space.
And it isn't even just what they think they want. There are some safety issues that get built in there too, aren't there?
Well, there's enormous safety issues. And so, for instance, a very simple one, if a nurse were to walk into two rooms that are next to each other, should they be configured exactly the same or should they be mirror images of each other? That has safety implications because you want staff to be able to go into every room and get the equipment they need from the exact same place every time.
Because it's an efficiency question.
It's an efficiency, but it's also safety.
Yes.
And so we're very attuned to safety and quality.
They know where that equipment is because that patient may need it immediately.
And it's in the same place if you're on this end of the hall or the other, on this floor or another floor. Those are the kinds of things that are architectural designs that we don't commonly think about when you look at a new space.
Very interesting. Speak to me. I'm a member of the community. I don't work for University Hospital. I don't work for SUNY Upstate. I come in from the community like our listeners do. How is the experience at University Hospital going to be different for me now?
Well, I hope it's going to be different in a lot of ways. Certainly it's going to be different because if you're in the hospital or admitted to the hospital, the physical space looks different. It looks fresh. It looks clean. It's designed differently. If you or your loved one are admitted, the amenities, and I hate to call them amenities, but they are the place where your family can rest, the fact that there is internet access on the floors for a family member to use, a washer dryer in the family lounges for if you've been here for a few days, mm-hmm. You can actually wash your clothes.
Wow.
Things like that. And that's new for us. But I think the other thing that's important that's a little difficult to quantify is that the spirit of the staff has changed too because uh-huh. they're in a completely different environment. And you see that every day. It's a quieter environment. People seem a little less hurried. And there's kind of a calm and excitement, which translates into better care.
A shot in the arm, if you will, for the staff as well as the families and children.
No question about it.
Very interesting. Well, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, as you said, people recognized that we were going to need a children's hospital. And who would have dreamed that 10 or 15 years later, we'd come to this weekend when we're actually opening this new facility, this wonderful new facility. All right, now I'm going to ask you to make a little bit of a projection, maybe 10 or 15 years from now. Where do you go next with University Hospital?
Sure, it's a bit hard to know, and certainly healthcare reform will have a big influence there. But a lot of care has moved out of the hospital, and you know that from the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
And certainly that trend will continue. Technology and imaging is taking a much, much greater role. MRI, CT, devices yet to be created. And certainly for University Hospital, we're interested in continuing to put ourselves more on the map as a regional academic center. So we're going to continue to be much more of a hub, if you will, for all the care in Central New York. So I see us much more coordinating care, more care in the outpatient setting. And certainly from a building perspective, bricks and mortar, We'll have a cancer center next.
Excellent.
And then followed by an ambulatory care teaching facility, essentially a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start to take the practices that are all over this campus and begin to put them in one place for the convenience of our patients. So,
and, you know, I loved what you said, too, about reaching out to other places. I know there's a lot of telemedicine initiatives going on in other more remote hospitals, feeding into a university hospital as well, and taking the expertise out. Is
sure.
that a direction that you plan to grow some more?
It really is. I mean, if you think of patients who are in the North Country who don't
yes.
have access as easily to university hospital, what can we as an institution do to either bring care there, to bring them here, to bring ourselves electronically, to bring the specialty services we have, to bring education, to help train a workforce for that region. Those are all the kind of regional things that I think you'll see over the next 10 years.
You know, it strikes me that there's a huge ripple effect. We may be opening the East Tower this weekend, and you talk about the ripple effect on the staff and certainly on the families and so forth, but that has to reach out to other places as well. It's almost like there's this new attitude, like this freshness of what's going on in healthcare in Central New York. That affects all of us, whether we step foot into the hospital or not.
Well, I think there is, and you also see it in the branding program that's just started. So Upstate is now prominent.
Yes.
And the Upstate Health System.
Yes.
And within that, we really view ourselves as a regional resource, and we have a central role here to help provide for a healthy community, and that community is very large.
It is. It's a huge community, and we've all benefited. Well, Dr. John McCabe, new president of CEO of University Hospital. Don't want to get my presidents and CEOs mixed up. And the Galisano Children's Hospital, thanks for taking some time with us on your very busy day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And listeners, we need to take a break. We'll be back shortly with more from the Galisano Children's Hospital opening. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR. We'll be right back.